Hello and welcome back to the Waken Podcast. It's your host Cassidy and
David.
We're back. We're one week from the last recording.
We are keeping a schedule. We've continued. We are doing our best.
Yes. So
we hope you guys like this episode.
Yes, and we feel like it's kind of relevant towards the season we're in right now, which is winter time.
Yeah, people are going on vacation, visiting others,
visiting family, coming to visit, or being the ones that go visit. And so we're going to talk today about if you are the one who is hosting guests, whether that's family, friends, whatever, how to make your guests feel at home in your home.
In your home.
Yeah. Because I know like hosting can be a really stressful thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it depends on the guests too, right?
It does, yes. But like these are some tips. Yeah, we can't control the relationships that are going on and the dynamics.
But these are some tips to help it go a little smoother.
Yeah, at least make their experience better and also yours as well as the host. So it's, you know, pleasurable for everybody all around. Yes. So the first tip that I would say is...
Oh, we're just jumping right into it.
Okay.
So how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing? Good. All right. Hopefully everybody's
Is the stress level like insane right now for people? Like
Hopefully everybody's having a good December.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're not personally.
Well, we just jumped right into it. That's why I was like, let's warm the crowd up a little bit. Okay.
No, I was just going to say, like, we don't host a ton, but we have hosted. And I grew up hosting, and you grew up, like, your mom, even.
She's a hoster. Yeah.
She's a really good hostess.
I don't know what the weather is like in your guys' area, but it's getting set to rain, which in California, we need that, of course, but it's a little gloomy out.
It's like it's the sky is white. There's no blue or anything.
I haven't seen the sun all day today, so. But again, other places have snow.
Their ground is white. Our sky is white.
Yeah, so either way, I hope everybody's having a fantastic December 8th.
Yes.
A good 2022.
It's really going by fast. I feel like it always is, but.
In 2023. It feels like that when the pandemic hit, I think it was like we went into shutdown at 2020, I think. I can't remember. But since then, it's all been in fast forward.
It may just be our age, too.
We don't need to talk about that either.
Getting older, it just goes by faster. But yeah, maybe the
I don't know. It just feels like everything kind of melded together those few years.
That for sure. I think that, too. It's like, you know, this happened. Everything is not within, like, a year. It's like within the past like 2.5 years. It's like a segment of time that I think we'll always refer back to.
It's the dark ages
for sure.
the years everybody lost track.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's jump into it. I feel like everybody's a little dipped their toes.
Okay.
They're ready to roll. Let's
all
go.
Right, we should have like entry subtopics that we talk about.
Well, that was a good topic. We talked about
the weather,
time and weather. Yeah, let's jump into it.
Okay.
What's your first tip? Okay, so again, this is to, if you're hosting, if you have people over, people are staying with you, how to make them feel at home.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
At ease.
Welcomed. Su casa, or mi casa, es su casa.
Yes, exactly.
La casa de mía. All right, so.
Yeah, my first tip, I think, would be to make sure, first of all, that the host is in a good mental space. So I think...
But is anybody?
Well, I think just try to set yourself up to, you know, of course, I get it. It's going to be stressful as the hostess and the host. But, like, give your house a full, like, clean.
Deep cleaning.
Yeah. And maybe you don't have to do your rooms or maybe your kids' rooms or whatever. Mostly the like communal areas, definitely the bathroom, of course, wherever your guests are going to sleep, and we'll get more into that.
So there's this running kind of joke in the Latin community that like when you were younger, your parents made you clean everything, even places that you were like, they're never going to look. And now I'm seeing some funny like videos of like, what your parents expected or what your mom expected guests would be like, they run through the house searching under the bed,
like looking and yeah. pulling back the curtains in the shower and so going in your closet.
I mean, if you need to do that type of deep cleaning, go for
it.
Yeah,
I mean, you can if it's, I think the point is to set your environment, set your home up to where you will feel a little bit more at ease and not stressed out.
Yeah, if it's clean, you're not worried about
that. Yeah, and you're not constantly like apologizing, like, oh, I'm sorry, like I need to vacuum that, or I need to, so that you are just a little bit more relaxed and at ease, and it's one less thing you have to think about.
My point, if can I jump in with
a point? Yes,
I don't know how we're doing this.
My point
would be, is to invest in everyone's rest.
Oh.
Make sure everybody gets a good night's sleep, because nobody is in a good mood when they didn't get good sleep.
Very true.
So my tip would be, whether you need to make sure the heater's running right or there's enough airflow, AC, whatever it is, make sure that your guests feel comfortable to get sleep. So
that's another thing, would be to ask them, I think, like, are you a cold sleeper or are you a hot sleeper? Because I've had some really uncomfortable nights because I'm a hot sleeper, and I think people want you to be comfortable, so maybe they'll turn on the heat more because they think that'll make people more comfortable. But sometimes that can do the opposite.
So you can put a little fan in there, you can do something to make it comfortable. Yeah. I would say put more blankets in there, not on the bed, but have blankets readily available if they need it, if they're a cold sleeper.
I agree.
So us bigger guys, we like a little fresher.
You could even like go even to more in detail and like have, get slippers from like TJ Maxx or IKEA or something, or a robe, because some people are not like me and they run very cold, and you never want your guests to feel like they can't ever get warm, especially if you're in an old house or something. So think about that.
That would be my tip. Invest in their sleep. Make sure that everybody's getting a good night rest. Granted, if you guys are up talking, hanging out, that's something else. But like when they hit that bed, when they hit the pillow, make sure they're able to feel comfortable to get some sleep.
Yeah.
So everybody's in a better mood in the morning.
I would say too, like, don't expect your guests to spend every waking second with you, because that's exhausting as well. Like kind of prioritize their own relaxation time and like separation from you and your family or whoever's staying there, because people need to unwind. And
we have this good friend of ours. His name is Josh. That man has a talent. I envy him in how he could fall asleep in
any situation.
And he's like, it's like a skill he has.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, it's great.
I've seen him fall asleep in the most uncomfortable positions, and it's like, and he's out.
Yeah.
And it's like this, and we're all talking and making noise and he's out. And it's like, that's awesome. To me, that's awesome. Cause I have a hard time falling asleep. So watching someone fall asleep with other people talking and making noises is a superpower to me.
I'm so jealous.
It's awesome.
So also, I would say make sure that any linens that your guests are going to be using are clean, and not only clean, but like make sure they smell nice, or at least don't smell bad or musky. Sometimes, like towels can get like a weird smell, even if they've been washed several times or bleached, they can still have that kind of like musky smell. So I would just, encourage you to make sure the sheets are freshly washed. Even if you keep a bed made for guests all year, dust settles on that. It gets kind of like musky sometimes. So
make
just
sure
freshen
fresh.
That up. Yeah. And like David said, be generous with blankets, be generous with towels. Don't just give them like a body towel. If you can get like a face towel and a hand towel, because, also for women who like wear makeup, be like, don't worry about getting makeup on it when you take it off, like a washcloth. I can always bleach it if it's white or whatever, because that's been a concern when I've been a guest too, of like, I need to take off my makeup, but I don't want to ruin their towel, and I don't know if this is meant for this. So just kind of be validating in that way.
Definitely make sure the sheets are clean.
Yeah.
I remember once I visited someone in Washington, and we came to crash there, and we go to get in bed, like fall asleep, and it smelled like the person that they had just had guests there before, and it was noticeable that
like somebody's essence was clearly present.
Someone is a hot sleeper because it smelled like sweat.
Oh.
And so this is a long time ago. And so make sure those sheets and pillows are clean.
Yeah, just make sure they're all clean. Also, like, you know, it might be nice to have a separate set of towels for guests. And you can, you know, I love Home Goods or Marshalls or IKEA for inexpensive linens like that. Just so that, like, it stays fresh for them. And, you know, I don't know. Some people can also be weird about, like, sharing towels, even though they're clean, that, like, other people use on a daily basis.
You know, this is someone's
towel.
Yeah,
so they just can feel like it's fresh, like a hotel experience where, well, actually, hotels, they do. Everybody uses. That's kind of gross. But
I have another tip is set out some necessities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes people, like a hotel, if you forget your toothbrush, they have some. So, like, maybe a little basket with some items that you know people will need, or maybe a couple water bottles in there because people get thirsty.
Yeah, or like a carafe of water. You could do it really cute, or you could just do regular bottles of water. Some other things you could include. I love doing that basket idea. I do that when my mom comes, and you could put, you know, like anticipate things that your guests might want or need. People don't like generally to ask a million questions like, oh, do you guys, like, could I borrow your toothpaste, or is it, you know, try to anticipate the questions or the needs that they'll have, so they don't have to keep asking. So like you said, like, you could have the water, you could have toothbrush and toothpaste, you could have body wash, moisturizer, you know,
shampoo,
you could have
conditioner,
yeah, tissues, even some like little snacks, Q-tips. Just try to anticipate
little chocolate
things.
Mint on the pillow,
perfect.
Andy's mint,
yeah.
Well, something to make it feel like they're home.
Little hotel touch. And in that same vein, I would say, of like anticipating their needs, make it really easy to have some prepared or like grab and go snacks also that like are either out, or you explain, like show them in the pantry, like, oh, hey, like help yourself to whatever. Also show people how to use your coffee maker, because most people cannot operate without coffee or tea or whatever. Just make sure that it's either easy to use, or that you show them how to use it, just in case they get up before you and they're not waiting on you, type of thing. So show them where things are, and just keep reminding them that they're free to, you know, move about the cabin as needed.
I would say another tip that I have is make the accessibility to plug their phone in or charge their phone easy.
You should, that would be good to have like an extra charger too.
Yeah, like either put a charger there, or if you know the outlet is somewhere where it's far from the bed, maybe like find a way to put an extension cord or something to make it easy for them to feel like, okay, my phone is right here if I need it.
Right, that's a good point. Also, so this is kind of going into, I know everybody's home and living situation is different. Some people have one guest room. Some people have multiple guest rooms. Some people have a guest house. Some people have, you know, a Murphy bed in the office. Some people just have their couch and that's where people stay. So wherever the situation is for sleeping, provide ample room for their things and give them a designated spot to put their items. You know, if the sleeping arrangement is on the couch, like is with our house, make room on like the coffee table, or give them like a corner of the room or a coat closet where they can put their things. And, you know, if they're staying in a guest room, take a look at your closets in there and your drawers and make sure they have space for their things. And it's not just all your crap that's in there, and that they like don't know, they don't want to touch it and they don't want to mix their stuff in there. So just, you know, give them ample room, or or just make a clear designated area for their things.
Yep. I agree.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No, that was perfect.
Okay. Also, okay. So going back to like the couch situation, which I know maybe not a lot of people have, but maybe some people do have that. Prepare and clean that area as much as possible. Like we talked about a bedroom situation, you know, with the sheets and everything, give it a vacuum, dust. But on like a couch, I would say to clean, if it's like an upholstered couch, clean it as thoroughly as possible. We have slip covers, thankfully, so I always just like a day or two before a guest arrives to sleep here, I'll wash them and I'll wash the pillow covers and everything so it's fresh. I'll take the back cushions off so that they have more room to kind of spread out on the couch, And then I put down kind of a padded duvet so that it, you know, they're not just sleeping on these broken up cushions. And then I'll put a like sheet cover and then a duvet cover and blankets nearby. You know?
Yes.
I would say
like not give them a tour, but tell them, you know, like, oh, if you need anything, kind of show them where things are if they need it. Have plenty of toilet paper on hand, because the worst thing to do is run out of toilet paper when you have guests, and having to ask somebody while you're sitting on the toilet, hey, I need some toilet paper, it could go pretty bad. So just make sure that you have enough items that they'll need.
Yeah. And we were, just before we started recording this, we were talking about another thing that would be helpful if you're sharing a bathroom with your guests, is to have like that spray poopery. If you don't know what it is, it's basically a spray bottle. The brand is called Poopery, and you spray like one or two spritz into the toilet water before you go number two, and then it neutralizes the smell. Maybe it doesn't get rid of it totally, but like you at least kind of, you know, it can be embarrassing if you're the guest and like you need to do your business, but it's like, I know somebody's going to come in 2 minutes later, and or they're, you know, you're the host and you don't want to like offend your guests or make them feel uncomfortable or like, oh, I got to deal with this smell. Just, you know, there's bodily fluids, there's smell. So that can be also helpful to neutralize.
And if you're that one that blows it up when you go into the bathroom, just tell people, give it about 30 minutes. Don't go in there. Open some windows. You know, just make sure that your odor has fully dissipated.
Yeah. You could own it and be like, you know, like, just be careful, guys.
I had some fajitas earlier in the day, and, you know, you don't want to go in there for at least 30 minutes to an hour.
I had done like a question on Instagram, and I was not well prepared in the sense of my phone is charging in another room right now and I can't grab it. But I do remember one question somebody asked was, you know, when preparing for guests, is, you know, am I expected to cook breakfast for everybody? And I think that that's a good question, because that's something that you can have a conversation with your guests and kind of lay the ground of what the expectations are. Like, if you are hosting and they're flying in and they're like just here to see you, and like, you know, lay what the expectations are, like, okay, every morning I'm gonna make breakfast, and then, you know, we're gonna go and do such and such, whatever, and we can have meals elsewhere, or we'll come back and have meals. So just let them know what to expect. And if they're visiting and it's kind of like they're doing their thing and you're doing your thing, have those expectations kind of like, you know,
that's why I always feel, I don't know about everybody, but I always feel bad about staying at people's homes, because I feel like I'm putting them out. Like, I feel like they're going to have to go the extra mile for me, and I always tend to get a hotel room. And it's not that I don't want to stay with people sometimes.
People think you hate them because I don't know.
It's kind of the way I grew up. It's like, never step on anybody's toes when it comes to their home and stuff. So,
yeah.
So I always feel like I need to get a hotel room for myself.
You don't ever want people to feel like you're like taking advantage, like, oh yeah, thanks, sure, yeah, make me breakfast, let me sleep in your bed, I'm not paying you anything. Like,
can I take the master bedroom?
Yeah, do you have any toiletries I could take home?
I don't know. I tend to get a hotel room, but I do understand when it's nice when people host and have people over and get to make them feel at home.
Yeah. I would say too that like if you're a guest and you're going to stay somewhere at someone's house, and it's kind of more of you're doing your own thing type of situation, and you're really more just staying for the location, I would make sure to set up, I'd always bring a gift if you're the guest, you know, always bring something, even if it's small, even if it's like something you picked up on the road, but just like a form of gratitude.
Yeah,
for somebody opening up their home. And also, you know, plan to have a meal with them, whether that's out and or in their home, and like so you're not just like, oh, I'm here, bye, thanks for all the amenities.
I think that's a either take them out to dinner
yeah
for having for hosting you, or yeah, bring a gift or do something.
Or cook for them.
Or pay a quarter of the rent or mortgage. No, I don't know. I'm just,
you're like, but, so you've been here for a week. So a week of water and electricity and
groceries and the mortgage. But no, yeah, I think, you know, if they went that extra mile for you, you go that extra mile for them as well.
I think that's
it really makes good. It easy for everybody.
Yeah. And my last tip as a host would be to just be as warm and welcoming as you can. Like we kind of spoke about earlier and right now, as a guest, you can easily feel like a burden. And so you want to reassure them every step of the way as much as you can and just remind them, you know, essentially like mi casa, su casa. And the more you do that, the more at ease they'll feel.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So let's be patient with everybody. Yes. Not get on, don't step on anybody's toes. And I think everybody will have a fantastic hosting season or whatever, you know, when people, a lot of people travel in December.
Yeah.
A lot of people go see family and friends. So these are hopefully some tips you can use so that you don't end up on an episode of Snapped.
Yeah. And also, I just would add one more thing is to, like, as a host, not feel like your home needs to be perfect. I should have probably said that from the beginning. Like, give yourself grace. Don't, you know, people, you live there. People understand that. And I don't think anybody judges us in our homes as harshly as we do. So just always remember that. And that it's more important to have those experiences and that time and build those memories with people that you love.
That's true. And with that, I think that if you can hear our dog, she's a very, likes to be right next to us. So when we podcast or anything, she's like, why am I not in there with you guys?
She's in our bedroom. Like, I don't think you can hear her.
But that is our tips for this episode. And we hope you guys liked it. And we will try our best to stick to a weekly program. We will be doing a little rebranding. That's soon to come. So keep on the lookout. Make sure you follow us. And we'll see you
in the next one.